Nonetheless, medications such as Prozac and related drugs like Zoloft, Celexa, Cymbalta, and Paxil have made a substantial contribution to the treatment of trauma-related disorders. In our Prozac study, we used the Rorschach test to measure how traumatized people perceive their surroundings. These data gave us an important clue to how this class of drugs, formerly known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, might work. Before taking Prozac, these patients' emotions controlled their reactions. I think of a Dutch patient, for example, not in the Prozac study, who came to see me for treatment for a childhood rape and who was convinced that I would rape her as soon as she heard my Dutch accent. Prozac made a radical difference. It gave PTSD patients a sense of perspective and helped them to gain considerable control over their impulses. Jeffrey Gray must have been right. When their serotonin levels rose, many of my patients became less reactive. The triumph of pharmacology. It did not take long for pharmacology to revolutionize psychiatry. Drugs gave doctors a greater sense of efficacy and provided a tool beyond talk therapy. Drugs also produced income and profits. Grants from the pharmaceutical industry provided us with laboratories filled with energetic graduate students and sophisticated instruments. Psychiatry departments, which had always been located in the basements of hospitals, started to move up, both in terms of location and prestige. One symbol of this change occurred at MMHC, where in the early 1990s the hospital swimming pool was paved over to make space for a laboratory, and the indoor basketball court was carved up into cubicles for the new medication clinic. For decades, doctors and patients had democratically shared the pleasures of splashing in the pool and passing balls down the court. I'd spent hours in the gym with patients back when I was a ward attendant. It was the one place where we could all restore a sense of physical well-being, an island in the midst of the misery we faced every day. Now, it had become a place for patients to get fixed.